Life, as many people have spotted, is of course terribly unfair. For instance, the first time the Heart of Gold ever crossed the galaxy, the massive improbability field it generated caused 239,000 lightly fried eggs to materialize in a large wobbly heap on the famine-struck land of Pogrel in the Pancel system. The whole Pogrel tribe had just died out from famine, except for one man who died of cholesterol poisoning some weeks later. The Pogrels, always a pessimistic race, had a little riddle, the asking of which used to give them the only tiny twinges of pleasure they ever experienced. One Pogrel would ask another Pogrel, "Why is life like hanging upside down with your head in a bucket of hyena offal?" To which the second Pogrel would reply, "I don't know. Why is life like hanging upside down with your head in a bucket of hyena offal?" To which the first Pogrel would reply, "I don't know either. Wretched, isn't it?"
"I'm sorry, it's just that I was dying for a cup of tea."
"You soon will be, baby."
"Right, that's it. They've started firing. At that distance, the first beams will hit us in just over 4 minutes."
"What are we going to do?"
"Hold a seance."
"What do you mean? We're not dead yet."
"No, but my great-grandfather is."
"Who?"
"Zaphod Beeblebrox the Fourth."
"Is this relevant?"
"The Fourth? Zaphod Beeblebrox the Fourth?"
"Yeah, I'm Zaphod Beeblebrox. My father's Zaphod Beeblebrox the Second. My grandfather's Zaphod Beeblebrox the Third."
"What?"
"Yeah, there was an accident with a contraceptive and a time machine. I can't explain it now. All hold hands on the console."
"Zaphod, we've got 3 minutes."
"Do it, hurry."
"But now?"
Arthur, just accept it. We may as well. We're all dead. Zaphod's out of his skulls. Why not have a seance? Why not go mad?"
"Put your hands on the console."
All right. What's that?
"The dialing chart."
"What?"
"Shh, shh, shh.